It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Las Vegas was the scene of the worst mass shooting in American history Sunday night, as a lone gunman armed with an arsenal of weapons opened fire on 22,000 people at a concert from 32 floors above, shooting from his hotel window, killing at least 59 people and injuring over 500. There's nothing remotely funny in the situation, but late-night TV comedians had a lot to say. Stephen Colbert.
Terrible things happen in the world. Sometimes, like today, we feel they've risen to a new level, but we cannot accept that as a new normal. This afternoon, the president called this an act of pure evil, and I think he's right. So what then are we willing to do to combat pure evil? The answer can't be nothing. It can't. This time it was a concert in Las Vegas. Last time it was Republican congressmen and their staff under fire on a ball field. Last week, Representative Steve Scalise returned to the floor and was greeted with a bipartisan hero's welcome. It was a kind of moment that gives you hope that Congress might work together for the common good. And the bar is so low right now that Congress can be heroes by doing literally anything. Universal background checks, or come up with a better answer. Enforce Obama's executive order that denied mentally ill gun purchases, or a better answer. Reinstate the assault weapons ban, or come up with a better answer. Anything but nothing. Doing nothing is cowardice. Doing something will take courage. You want to make America great again? Do something the last two presidents haven't been able to do. Pass any kind of common sense gun control legislation that the vast majority of Americans want.
James Corden.
Last night was the biggest mass shooting in United States history. That's a record that's been set twice in just the 2.5 years that I've been living in America. Here's another statistic. 11,660 people have died from gun violence in the last 275 days in this country. Now, I come from a place where we don't have shootings at this frequency, so it's hard for me to fathom. But it should be hard for everyone to fathom. Gun violence should not be a staple of American life. Some say it's too early to talk about gun control. For those victims last night, it's far too late.
Jimmy Kimmel.
President Trump is visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. He spoke this morning. He said he's praying for those who lost their lives. You know, in February, he also signed a bill that made it easier for people with severe mental illness to buy guns legally. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, a number of other lawmakers who won't do anything about this because the NRA has their balls in a money clip, also sent their thoughts and their prayers today, which is good. They should be praying. They should be praying for God to forgive them for letting the gun lobby run this country, because it is it's so crazy. Right now, there are loopholes in the law that let people avoid background checks if they buy a gun privately from another party, if they buy a gun online or at a gun show. And these are the faces of the senators who, days after the shooting in Orlando, voted against a bill that would have closed those loopholes. Now, 90% of Democrats, I'm not talking about politicians here, I'm talking about people, and 77% of Republicans support background checks at gun shows. 89% of Republicans and Democrats are in favor of restricting gun ownership for the mentally ill. But not this gang. They voted against both of those things. So with all due respect, your thoughts and your prayers are insufficient. And by the way, the House of Representatives will be voting on a piece of legislation this week. It's a bill to legalize the sale of silencers for guns. This is what they're working on. We have a major problem with gun violence in this country, and I guess they don't care. And if I'm wrong on that, fine, do something about it, because I'm sick of it.
Trevor Noah.
What's been particularly heartbreaking is, other than the lives lost, is how I feel like people are becoming more accustomed to this type of news every single time. I almost know how it's going to play out. We're shocked, we're sad, thoughts and prayers, and then almost on cue, people are going to come out saying, whatever you do when speaking about the shootings, don't talk about guns.
Talking about gun control and whether we need more restrictive laws, I just don't think that that's an appropriate time for this to be happening.
There's a time and place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
This is not the time to be talking about guns. Sometimes I wish I had used this logic as a kid when I've done something wrong. You know, my mom wanted to ground me. I should have just said, is this the time, Mom, that we politicize what's happening right now? This is not the time to talk about my lack of discipline. This is the time for us to unite as a family, to focus on the fact that I'm stuck in the kitchen window trying to sneak back in. Come on, Mom. This is not the time. When is the time? And also, if you say after a mass shooting is never the time, then you'll never have the conversation in America because there's a mass shooting almost every single day. So when is the time? Think about it with everything else. When a plane crashes, we talk about plane safety immediately. When a bridge collapses, we talk about infrastructure immediately. We seem to do everything to avoid talking about guns. I've never been to a country where people are as afraid to speak about guns.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler for NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.